Could the gambling industry go the way of the tobacco industry? After all, 30 years ago, smoking ruled with glamorous ads and massive sales. Now it's an industry vilified and on the run. Author Drew Rook believes it's possible that the pokey industry could go the same way. All it would take is proof that they know their machines are addictive. To research his book, One Last Spin, Drew hung around a lot of clubs and pubs observing what was going on. And as he told me, he quickly found he wasn't welcome when a suspicious manager arrived demanding to know why he was taking notes and not gambling.
He left me at that point, but it wasn't long after that he approached me again after seeing me continuing taking notes, this time with a very muscular, intimidating security guard at his side. And he informed me that if I wanted to do any of this research, then I'd have to ask management beforehand, and ordered me to go downstairs.
That incident highlights the fact that there's some paranoia there, yet you would think on the surface of it, it's all a win-win situation for those that run the pokies in Australia. Is there any way they feel beleaguered that they may ultimately lose? Like, there's been a lot of comparisons to the tobacco industry, for example. So far, they've managed to just keep going like they are. But do you think they feel that there is a danger that the tide could turn against them?
I think they do. I tried to speak to all of the major manufacturing companies in Australia, all of which denied my requests. They're worried about the truth about what occurs inside their establishments and the truth of what occurs inside an actual poker machine. If that truth comes out, it is going to damage their reputation quite severely.
Well, tell me a little bit about those truths.
The truths of the machines themselves is that they aren't just designed for entertainment. They are designed to immerse a player and, in the industry's own words, maximize a player's time on device, maximize the amount of time that a person spends playing a poker machine. And they want to keep a player there for as long as possible, to the point of extinction, as some industry insiders refer to it. Everything within poker machines are geared to that end. The cabinet itself, which houses the game, is built to be as comfortable as possible. And then the game itself is designed to deliver just the right amount of rewards to a player to keep them engaged and playing, but ultimately losing over the long term. And then on top of that, you have the behavior of the venues themselves, where they will deliver free food and free drinks, and in many cases free alcohol, to the players there to keep them in their seats and to keep them putting money into the machines.
So I guess in the long term, any kind of fight against pokies is going to be based around that idea of free will, as it was with cigarettes and the tobacco industry. So they would like to say that people are there because they're having a great time, but any kind of proof that, no, there is addiction proved and that they are playing on that addiction would be the way to get them. So tell me the case of Shonika Guy, the one time this issue has got into the courts.
So Shonika Guy brought forward a case against two industry giants, Crown Casino and Aristocrat. She had suffered an addiction to poker machines for 14 years of her life. She started playing when she was 17. And in this case, she alleged that both companies were guilty of misleading and deceptive conduct. It was a landmark case in the fight against poker machines. It was the first time that these allegations had been heard in a court of law. It was referred to as a David and Goliath battle. Unfortunately, in this case, Goliath won. But as was told to me by Jennifer Kennis, who was a lawyer involved in the case, even though it failed, it still achieved some positive outcomes in the broader fight against poker machines. She was adamant that there will be further litigation against the industry. And even since then, there's been an abundance of quite explosive information that has emerged with regards to Crown Casino's behaviour in particular.
So what do you think would be the outcome, though? Like, we've had little wins, like, you know, machines that can only take coins and you have to have clocks and the ATMs put out of reach of the gamblers or put a little bit further away for them. But what would a big win look like?
A big win would look like a reduction in the maximum bet across the country to $1. That has been recommended by public health experts as well as the Productivity Commission for many years now. and it is a very simple solution to reducing the harm caused by gambling. It's not a magic bullet, of course, but it's common sense that if you reduce the amount of money that can be gambled through a poker machine, then you're going to reduce the amount of harm. The gambling industry often says that there is no evidence to prove the effectiveness of such a measure. That is wrong. They themselves funded a study in 2001 by researchers at the University of Sydney into $1 maximum bets, and that research found that it would be an effective measure to reduce the harm caused by gambling, and importantly wouldn't reduce the recreational value of poker machines, because it's really only gambling addicts who bet more than $1.
Might you turn serious gamblers to online, which I'm sure is happening already anyway?
I mean, there's already a rise in online gambling, in particular sports betting, and I mean, there's online pokies as well, but there's no evidence saying that there would be a substitution effect by reducing the maximum bet to $1. I mean, most of the gambling addicts I spoke with also would like to see that implemented.
It would be a way of putting them on a diet, wouldn't it? They would putting them on a forced diet.
Yeah, essentially, you know, methadone treatment is a kind of suitable analogy. Slowly kind of weaning them off poker machines. There is concern around online gambling, and that concern is warranted. But poker machines are still, by and large, the major contributor to gambling-related harm in this country.
That's Drew Rook. He's author of One Last Spin, published by Scribe. And that's it for The Wire today. You can catch us same time tomorrow on your local station. Today's program came from the studios of Radio Adelaide. I'm Annie Haspel. Thanks for your company.